from her.
Okay.
So I'd like to just...
You know what BOE number that is?
Hall of Fame Hotel, Motel.
Is it a prior day, I guess?
Yeah, it was a prior... It's 2021-56. Her name is Joanne McDowell, and I've got phone numbers for her here.
Okay, do we want to... Did you guys come to agreement, or you just haven't talked?
She hadn't talked to her. So what? What? How? What?
Just, I guess, keep trying until Tuesday, or what are we going to do?
I don't know.
Or, I mean, we can call her and discuss it.
Well, we're getting a lot of phone calls in the office. People that
it was on my day on Friday.
Okay, so we need to stay on task.
It's 10 till 12.
Thank you. Hey.
I gave you.
Mr. Clerk.
Deputy Clerk.
I gave you.
I'm not the clerk.
DC, can we call you this DC deputy clerk?
Right here, yeah. But there was a specific one.
Or Delta Charlie, we can call you Delta Charlie for NATO Phonetics for deputy clerk.
Do you want to just start with 349 because that's the ones right after Chris Myers? Let's look at the top page here. Second page, yeah. Here, clear back here.
What is that?
We just started it down, but we had a lot to call. Apparently.
On your little yellow written thing. What is their problem?
Which one is it?
349.
You know what? This is classification. We're just going to call and let them know, okay? This is where we start to hear it. We have Silver Creek condos, Vineyard condominiums. All these are classifications. Unless there's just something different. We're going to be making some calls. Name?
This is Brian.
Hey, Brian, this is Jeff Reynolds from the Taney County Board of Equalization.
Yeah, how are you?
I am doing good. Hey, I was giving you a phone call. I understand that you have an appeal, and it's based on the classification, correct, at your lodge at Chateau Cove?
Yes.
Just to verify, you're not arguing with the value, the assessed value. It's just the classification change?
Correct.
Is this the only one you own?
Yes.
Okay. Do you want me to go ahead?
So I'm going to give – just so you know, and you might have heard, is that we have been listening to all the different property owners that are appealing based on classification, and we've been waiting about 2 weeks to come up with a ruling. We did just rule on it, and it does affect yours. Here's how the ruling came down is this – and as you know that it was going to be 100% commercial. So the ruling is this, and I'm going to give you the nutshell version is if you own one that is in the nightly rental program, then it is 25% commercial, 75% residential.
If you own multiple, okay. If you own more than one, then they go to 100%.
Yes, and that means the, like, number 2, 3, 4, 5, or 6, or whatever it is, not the first one. You can designate the first one. So that's how it came down. So you will be getting a notification in the next 2 weeks in that regard, and we just thought we would inform you on that, sir.
Okay. And the 25% commercial, how did you guys come up with that?
We came up with a rate that we thought would be fair to people that owned a single vacation home and then used it as a vacation home, and also we put it in a nightly rental program. Some people are going to take advantage of that and rent it out more. Some people are going to rent it out less. But if you don't choose to put it in a rental program, this never comes into play. If you do put it in a rental program, then it does come into play.
We wanted something that was simple.
Nightly rentals have been deemed business use?
That's correct. Commercial, they're transient housing. 25, and your first one, your first home, and you only have one, so the only your rate is 25% commercial and 75% residential.
Okay, but if I were to acquire a second property, I would go straight 100% on both?
No.
Just on the second or subsequent.
Just on the second. Okay.
Everybody gets one, basically.
Gotcha.
Okay.
And what's the thought process behind that? Because, you know, unlike retail and hotels and stuff, I mean, am I now allowed to use my property for other commercial uses? Can I house a restaurant out of it? Can I operate it differently?
That would deal with planning and zoning. We only deal with tax, and zoning does not necessarily affect tax, and tax doesn't necessarily affect zoning. So, that's where that lands. We do have a 3-page sheet. I'm sure you can be request. I'm sure you.
You can also listen online.
Yeah, you can listen online, but that was.
Bedrooms does he have?
It's irrelevant. Honestly, sir, that
listen online to a meeting.
Well, we had it, but you can. There is a recording online on the county clerk's. Is it on the county clerk's?
It's on the TaneyCounty.org, and it'll be under. I'm wanting to say digital recordings. Let me look real quick.
So let me just explain to you how you had it, how it was. Prior to, or 2020 and prior, okay, here's how nightly rental went, is you paid the commercial rate for the amount of nights that you had it rented. So if on your lodge, if you rented it out 200 nights, you would be paying the commercial rate at 200 nights, and then the residential rate at the other 165 nights.
Okay.
The current assessor changed everything to 100% commercial, and then and we just came with the you're the first person we called that somebody that wasn't listening or online. So, congratulations. anyway. So it actually is something that does benefit
yeah,
you.
I didn't know if, there was a meeting, but anyway.
Yeah, we've heard, like I said, we've heard from dozens, if not 100 plus. I mean, we've had 100 plus appeals in this regard, so it does affect everybody equally across the board.
Yeah. So what you're essentially saying is that properties were already being taxed around, if you were renting for 200 nights, then, for simple terms, you were renting somewhere in the 50%.
Well, somebody.
Commercial already. Yeah.
That's the way it was prior to 2020. That was kind of the compromise that was there. It was a lot of extra work on the assessor's office and other stuff involved, but we shifted it.
We know that's going to happen. We know that's going to. There are people.
It is what it is. Yeah. We shifted that from 100% commercial, which is what it was an hour ago, to where your first one is 25% commercial, 75% residential. If you do own a second one, that second one, or if you own a third one, the second and third one are 100% commercial.
And you ask for the reasoning, basically, once you get...